Proclamation number 5042 B of 16th of January, 1951. Embodiment as a human being, consequence of sin. Work of redemption. Which this great guilt required. Thus an inconceivably great sacrifice of atonement had to be made, for according to divine justice satisfaction had to be made for me. The sin had to be cancelled, so to speak, and an immense purchase price had to be paid for the freedom of the beings under ban. The guilt of sin had to be redeemed. And this work was accomplished by the man Jesus for the whole of humanity. You humans cannot measure the magnitude of this labor of love, because you also lack all understanding for the magnitude of the guilt. All beings which still resist me live in this guilt of sin, unconsciously in the bound state, consciously in the state of free will, as a human being, because the latter is also aware of his state of weakness, of his lack of strength and light, as long as he is still under the spell of sin. The fact that he usually does not want to admit this is proof of his lightlessness and also proof of his sinfulness, which does not always mean a sinful life on earth. The great sin of the former rebellion against me is to blame for the banished state, and this great sin must first be redeemed before the being attains light and strength. The man Jesus knew about the great hardship and the unspeakable misery in which the fallen spiritual being found itself. He also knew that it was impossible to atone for guilt during earthly life, and that the being could not ascend in the spiritual kingdom either, because the burden of sin always pulled it into the abyss and it could not defend itself against the forces from below. Jesus knew about the wretched state of the being who had become sinful through his own will, and he wanted to help him. He wanted to take the immense guilt of sin upon himself in order to bring him redemption. His love was superhumanly great that he accomplished a work which consisted of superhuman hardship and suffering. He brought me a sacrifice of atonement. He redeemed all men from sin. But the free will of man is not eliminated. The work of redemption must be acknowledged and claimed. The human being must also carry his excessive guilt of sin to the divine Redeemer's cross. He must recognize and confess himself before him as a sinner, as a weak, inadequate human being who is and will remain bound if Jesus Christ does not have mercy on him and intercedes for him as a merciful mediator who is willing to redeem his guilt. As soon as the human being believes in him as Redeemer, repentantly confesses his sinfulness to him and asks for forgiveness of his guilt. Only the recognition and confession of one's guilt is the sign of faith in Jesus Christ. The human being must call to him from the depths, he must implore him for help in his spiritual need. He must entrust himself to him, he must know and confess that he is in the depths and needs his help, he must stretch out his hands to him and demand mercy from him, then he will also recognize his guilt, his defective state, which is the result of the great sin, which was the cause of every human being's embodiment on earth, and in heartfelt prayer he must appeal to Jesus' support in order to ascend to me, who came to my children on earth, myself in the human being Jesus, in order to redeem the immense guilt of sin. And salvation will come to all who confess their sin, for by admitting their guilt they willingly detach themselves from the one who let them become guilty and request forgiveness, which will also be granted to them for the sake of Jesus Christ. Amen.